Welcome back to the Turn the Music Podcast. This is our preview episode for season 3. And I think we should probably introduce ourselves because there might be some new people. So to start...
Hi! My name is...
What?
My name is... My name is...
Kyle. So my name is Kyle. I did that for a couple reasons. The main reason is because I never want to introduce myself again. And I figured if I did it that bad, maybe I would have an excuse to never introduce myself ever again. And then, of course, we've got CJ here. How are you, sir?
Good, good, good. That was Kyle. Oh, that's too funny. I need to start using my pad and doing funny things.
You should.
I know. I just got to try it.
You should. So we're here to talk about season 3. And this is not episode 1. This is episode 0. This is a preview episode. And the big reason is because things are changing. A lot of things are changing, and things are also not changing. So we're going back to the format of season 1, and we're going to start introducing you guys to musicians again, and we've got some interviews lined up and a lot of cool things coming down the pipe. So we have an author coming on at some point during the season. We're going to try and get Nick and Darren back, and specifically get Nick and Darren together. I haven't had a chance to talk to Nick. Nick is actually in Amsterdam right now. So
that may be a good time to have him join us. He may not be.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe a little loopy.
Yeah, a little loopy. And then we've got some other composers that we're trying to get on as well. And it's going to be fun to talk about things like that.
Yeah, I mean, last season we did those two books by Victor Wooten. It'll be nice to go back to our format, and I think we're going to do some additional stuff for fun.
Before we get too much further into this, I meant to do this. What are you listening to? Because last we checked in, you were on an audiobook kick.
And I'm still on the audiobook kick.
Still on the audiobook kick.
Well, it's 16 books, and I'm on book 12, so I have 4 more left in the series. And then I figured, and I'm knocking them out like every week and a half, because they're about 16 hours each. But I'm so into it now. I don't want to stop.
Right.
And just to tell those who are listening, if you are a sci-fi fantasy interested in that type of stuff, the series is called Expeditionary Force, and it's written by Craig Allenson, and the narrator, the reader, R.C. Bray, is phenomenal. Like, he's so good at all the voices, female, male, everything you can think of. And it starts with a book called Columbus Day. And it's just well done, the whole series. So I can't stop it right now. But like at home, my son's been listening to a lot of the Eurythmics, Cyndi Lauper, Michael Jackson. So I've been dealing with a lot of like 80s stuff. He found on his own Aretha Franklin.
Nice.
And he loves her. So he's been listening to Aretha Franklin. And he's getting your favorite group into the Beatles. So he heard the Yellow Submarine, and he wants to start listening to the Beatles a little bit.
Nice.
So on that end of it, I am listening to stuff, but nothing new to me.
Gotcha.
That's what I should say. Gotcha. How about yourself? Okay.
So I've added a new podcast to the list of podcasts that I listen to. So there's the We Built the Thing podcast, which is three guys talking about woodworking and just their life and their kids and stuff like that. And then there was the We Got the Chocolates podcast, which is just a bunch of Australian guys doing stupid stuff. And the new one is Richard Hammond's new podcast called Who We Are Now. It's with his daughter, Izzy. And then they bring on people. The first several episodes have been all people in the medical field. Not the medical, I guess, like doctors of psychiatry and, you know, therapists and things like that. It's all about mental health, specifically from a male point of view. And then he brings his daughter along to kind of keep them grounded in real life, he says. So it's really well done.
And it derives from an accident that he had where he had dramatic brain injury.
And, yeah, so he was I think it was 220 miles an hour he was going at that point when he crashed. And since then, he said he's been questioning his mental state. And, you know, this past episode was dealing with anxiety. And they brought on, you know, a therapist whose specialty is anxiety. So, it's been really good. And then aside from that, Jacob Collier's album came out 2 weeks ago, and I have been listening to that nonstop. So I thought we could play just a little bit of it. The beginning, the first thing I'm going to play for you, it's the whole album is so well done because it kind of sums up. This is Jesse Volume 4. It's a four-volume series. He started it 6 years ago. And the end part of this, what I'm about to play, really kind of sums up all three of the previous volumes. So like you can hear all these different things that pull from the previous volumes, and then it ends. It almost sounds like it ends with the beginning track, but in reverse. But he's actually performing it, which is really kind of cool. So this is just this is called Box of Stars Part 2. This is the end track. And this right here is how he starts Volume 1. It's just this one singular note. And then from there, the last track of the whole album starts like this. And then it just, the way it ends is just so beautiful.
Oh,
It's just such a cool album. And he's got so many different people on there. He's got John Legend and Brandi Carlile and Kirk Franklin and Steve Vai and like just this ridiculous amount of people that are on this album. It's just so crazy.
Are those individual voices? Because doesn't he...
That, I believe, is the Aeolians of Oakwood University.
Okay.
But then towards the end, he like pitches them up.
Right.
To get that kind of weird sound at the very end. But yeah, those are real voices.
So he doesn't use his voice and then multiply it and whatever.
He does that too. Not on that track specifically, but there are like his cover of Bridge Over Troubled Water, which has Tori Kelly and John Legend on it, and Yebba, he accompanies them with just his voice.
Okay.
So yeah, that's awesome. It's so well done. It's a really beautiful album.
Very cool. And you have it in vinyl as well, right?
I do, yep. And for those that follow us on Twitch, it will have already been streamed. So I'll be streaming it on this coming Friday, so 2 days after we're recording this. But you've missed it, so unfortunately, that's why you need to follow us on Twitch, which is a great segue into some of the things that we wanted to talk about tonight. So we do a Twitch live stream. Right now we're doing it Friday evenings and Sunday evenings. Friday starts at 8 o'clock and Sunday starts at 7:30. And it's all random stuff. Like, it's for the most part, Fridays I do full album cover, album playthroughs, with the exception of the odd. I'm doing a series on the Blue Note, which is just kind of random songs by some of the jazz greats. But like this Friday coming up, we're streaming the entire Jacob Collier album. Sometimes we'll do it on vinyl, sometimes we just do streaming through a streaming service, whatever. But and then Sunday CJ joins me and we do all sorts of stuff. This previous Sunday we did for Women's Appreciation. We did all female artists and we had a lot of fun with that. So
yeah, and I think during the season 3 we're gonna try to line up a little bit better. So whatever episode comes out the Sunday after will be whatever music artists we may have spoken about, or we'll tell you what's coming so you can join us and you'll know. Yep. Ahead of time. And but it's a lot of fun. You know. Yep.
And that link to Twitch is in our show notes. There is a link tree that is in our show notes as well, and you can find all of the social media stuff that we do. We're on X, we're on Instagram. I think Threads is either there or coming.
It's coming.
So coming soon. So hopefully by the time episode 1 comes out, we'll have our Threads up. There's, of course, YouTube, and we're still playing with Blue Sky. There's not a lot of engagement, I don't think, on Blue Sky yet because it's still so new.
Yeah, it's getting better, but we are there. So definitely follow us on X and Instagram. Those are the big ones. If you are playing around with Threads and Blue Sky, please follow us there as well. And the other thing that we don't have on our list there is we have Discord as well. So even though...
Oh, right, Discord.
Yeah, Discord is a great way to connect with us as well, to chat with us. Whether during the live stream or any time outside of it. So we'd love to hear from you. We have a great chat going on during the live stream, people talking about songs and music, which we talk about. So we do have a donation section in our live stream. It's $1 for a dad joke. It's $2 for a requested song. And I think it goes up from there. There's a full album for, I forget what the number, the donation.
I do too.
The idea is we do this on our own and we are, you know, not that we would stop, but any form of monetization that we have will just help us keep this going and, you know, all good stuff. So if you have a song you'd like to listen to or hear or want us to play because you feel that it's something that we should be playing and you're joining us, you can do it that way through the donation. So we appreciate that. And I'm going to segue into the fact that we have right now a small little store that you can buy shirts with just our logo on it. I'm looking into other ones so we can kind of span out, and we'll probably have some, they're called campaigns on the website. So essentially it would be like a limited run of shirts that'll run for like 2 months with random sayings that we have. So, cause that does happen quite often. So check that out as well, if you'd like to, share us that way. And then I don't think we have any more to talk about on Twitch.
Social. No, I mean,
yeah, no, I mean like in the social media. And I think Yeah. We need to talk
episodes. To get back to the donations and the merch stuff, you know, like you said, like it's not that we're looking to stop, but this costs us a couple $100 a year to run, yeah. You know? So being able to help, you know, fund that would be good, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, just the podcasting hosting alone is almost $300 a year. So
yeah, it's not, we're not looking to profit. We're just looking to break even right now.
Yeah.
If we profit, great, but we're not, that's not the idea at the moment. It's just so we can keep this going.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, I don't see us stopping. That's the other thing.
No, I don't either. although Google is trying to make us stop.
Yeah. So let's talk about that.
Let's segue into that because that's actually the reason for this episode. So for those that don't know, if you are a Google Podcast user, Google Podcast is shutting down the first week of April. I'm pretty sure it's April 2nd, which is the first day of our episode coming out. But here's the issue. So it's Google is still a new podcast, but they're moving everything over to YouTube Music. And while that is great for most podcasts, for us, it's not a great thing. So like you just heard some of Jacob Collier's album to kind of get you interested in some of the stuff that he does. That's the sort of stuff that we like to do. Just kind of play some preview stuff on that, on the podcast. Google doesn't like that. Specifically, YouTube doesn't like that. So what happens is when you upload your podcast to the YouTube servers, it runs a scan of your audio. And if there is audio on there, in most cases, it's okay. It just says, hey, you just can't monetize this podcast or episode, which is fine. Like, I don't care about that. The problem is that there are some songs that are out there that are not, because of copyright, are not able to be played on YouTube at all. So in those cases, the full episode is taken down. Now we can go back and we can remove the audio that was flagged for copyright and, you know, put it back up, but you're going to miss part of the podcast.
Right.
And we would like you to hear the whole thing the way we intended to, you know, perform it. Is that, that's the wrong word.
No, it's, I mean,
presented. That's the word. Yeah. I knew it was a P word.
Yeah. Cause we're sometimes sharing music that Kyle's listened to and I haven't heard yet, or I've listened to and Kyle hasn't heard yet. And it's also a reaction to what it is and the way we discuss it. So you kind of need to hear, even if it's that 30-40 second clip.
Right.
So, and like I said, we're not looking to monetize it, but you know, but it's just, you want the full experience.
Yep.
On that end of it.
Yeah. So for example, we did, in one of our earlier episodes when Darren was on, I think we did like an Eagles song.
Yep.
That whole episode is gone because of the Eagles song.
Yeah.
You know, we played like 15 seconds of an Eagles song. It's gone.
Right.
So, I mean, I can go back and remove that little part, but you're going to miss that part of the episode. So, there are other ways to listen to us. So if you are a Google Podcast user, you can move over to YouTube Music, but just know that you're not going to get the full experience that you're getting or you have been getting. So we are on Apple Podcasts. We are on Spotify. We are on Amazon. We're on Deezer. We're on Podcast Index. We're on Player FM. A whole other list of podcasts we're on as well. We'll put all of those in the description below so you can, you know, look at that. And the other thing that you can do, there are things called aggregators. So aggregators basically use someone else's list. So like, for example, Apple Podcasts has an RSS list of podcasts. And other companies use that list to serve out their podcasts in their app. So, for example, Overcast uses Apple Podcasts RSS servers, but it doesn't use the Apple Podcast app to listen. So you can listen to our episodes on Overcast. You can listen to on Castro. Podcast Addict is another one. That's specifically for Android, but you can listen to our podcast using Apple's podcast server. Same with Good Pods. Again, all of this will be in the show notes for you to listen to or read about and try to help you move all of your stuff to a platform in which you can listen to us in a better way. So
you could also listen to us on Audible. So if you're Audible users,
yeah,
we're on Audible, which is an Amazon company, but you know, if you're in that player already, you're free to listen to through there as well.
Yep.
So just,
and the reason we say this is because, you know, 50% of our listeners are Google Podcast listeners. So we want to make sure that you guys are going to get the full experience going forward.
Yeah, we don't want you to miss out on what you've heard already and what you know that is going to come in the sense of lineup and how we structure the episodes. Not that we have a really firm structure, but we don't want you to miss those conversations that pertain to, like Kyle said, the music that we play in it. So we hope that you're able to find a service of your choice that you like in place of Google Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what, you have multiple options.
Yep.
You do. Do we want to share a little bit of some of the episodes? Not like what's in it, but kind of like the themes of where we're going?
Yeah, let's do that.
So one of the things that, and this is actually a listener has told me this, and it's true. We never really spoke about it. It's kind of just in our conversation. The listener said that as they listened to the podcast, they were not expecting the spiritual element to come into the conversation. And then, you know, stating that music and spirituality go together. Oh, I can't speak. There we go. There, it's already started. Spirituality.
Not even episode not one even, and you can't talk.
Edit. Here we go. And they said that it comes together. And I was like, yeah, I mean, that's a big part of our discussion. So we're going to get more, we're going to speak more to listening practices. We're probably going to include some meditation in there. We'll give you warning because if you're driving, we don't want you to follow the meditation or don't close your eyes. we'll probably speak more to the spirituality too, because it does come up a lot, and we'll probably put a little focus on that as well. The interviews, we deal with questions that we have, but I have a strange feeling we're going to change those up a little bit just to kind of bring more of a discussion in. And, you know, the musicians that the artists that we share lend to that as well. So you're going to see a little bit more, you're going to hear a little bit more about meditation, breathing, how you listen, the best way to listen, things that we do that we think may be beneficial to you, or that you can take and try something different based upon that. But that whole idea is we want to get you more engrossed into your listening experience, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good way to say it?
That's a great way to say it.
I think that's a good way to say it. So a little deeper, I think, this season.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of a combination between season one and two, I think.
I think so, yes.
Like, you know?
Yeah, we got a little groove going with season one and two. We just married them together.
Exactly.
Yep. Now we just need to get Victor Wooten on.
Yes. Yes, we do. For sure.
Because he's the epiphany of music and spirituality.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, he really is. He's coming to your town pretty soon.
Again?
June 6th, I think.
Where?
Somewhere in New York. I just saw it posted.
The only thing is a lot of the places have been standing room only, and I really don't want to stand.
Right. Yeah, I don't
have
blame
to check
you.
It out and see. Maybe I'll go to this one. The other one was almost flooded out, so I have to be careful.
Yeah.
That's cool though.
Yep.
That's cool.
We've got a lot of artists that we want to introduce to, Jacob Collier being one of them. We're going to do some Stanley Clark this year. Hiromi is going to be on the list. We're going to do some shorter episodes with like Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and explore some of these other artists that we're just listening to and enjoying. So Charlie Hunter is another one that's going to be on there. Charlie Hunter is going to be an interesting one, I think, too.
And a lot of these artists are artists that we've both come across as we've listened to artists that have played with them, and then you know, you fall down that list of like, I want to check them out. I'm going to check that. A lot of the people that like Hiromi and stuff you found through listening to other artists.
Through Stanley Clark.
Right.
You know, so.
And that's the key thing to us sharing with you, the listeners, is that you listen to a song, you don't realize how many artists may be a part of that song, and they have a whole thing of music on their end. And then you listen. It's so it's a very interesting, I lack for a better term, rabbit hole that you fall into.
Yeah, yeah. And like, and Jacob Collier's like album is a great example. Let me bring that up real quick just to give you a better list of who's actually on this album. So there's Brandi Carlile, there's Lindsay Lomas, Michael McDonald, Lawrence, Madison Cunningham, Chris Thiele, Vira Joshi, who was on Victor Wooten's Tripnautics album. Who else? Shawn Mendes, Kirk Franklin, Tori Kelly, John Legend, Chris Martin. Who else? Susie Collier, his mom, is actually directing the Metropole Orchestra at one point. Steve Vai, just a tremendous amount of people on this album. And I'll tell you, like, we'll talk about it in his actual episode. The way he recorded Bridge Over Troubled Water is just so cool. He sat with Tori Kelly in a room and sang the runs he wanted her to sing, and she did it first take right afterwards. It was just watching that was just mind-blowing.
Yeah. And every episode, Kyle does link whatever videos we speak to or even share, because some of them we do share, and so you'll be able to find them as well. So you won't...
Yeah.
Basically, we give you our... what is that called at the end of a paper? Your...
footnotes? Bibliography?
Bibliography.
Don't think they call it bibliography anymore, do they?
We give you all our references.
God, that shows our age, doesn't it?
I know, it doesn't just show our age. It's whatever that is.
Bibliography. Yeah, let me look it up in the encyclopedia.
Yeah, the encyclopedia. Let me get the book off the shelf. but yeah, so I don't know. Is there anything else that we want to...
I think we've covered everything. So, yeah. Except, I think we probably mentioned it, but let's hammer home the date that's going to... this is all going to happen. So April 2nd is going to be our first episode of the podcast, which is also the first Tuesday in March.
Yes. That's going to be a shirt.
And if you don't get that joke, that means you're not following us on YouTube. So make sure you're following us on YouTube so you can hear that joke and others. Or you're not following us on Twitch, because that happened on Twitch. So yeah, April 2nd. It'll get released first thing in the morning. And
2 weeks after this one comes out.
Yep, so in 2 weeks.
We'll be
with you guys again for a full season. I don't know if we've actually planned how many episodes it's going to be, but it'll probably be in the 30-ish range.
Yeah, like I think we decided to just go and see what happens with this one.
Yeah.
Because we got a lot of cool things, and we don't want to really cut anything out.
Right.
So just... follow along and see where this journey takes us with the season.
Yep.
I'm sure there's going to be a ton of left turns. Yep. We're just gonna make a big U-turn because we're going to just circle back. Uh-huh.
Yep, we sure are. So yeah, let's call it an episode there, and we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks.
Have a good one, everyone. See ya. Thanks for listening to the Turn on the Music podcast. Make sure you check our link tree in the show notes for our social media accounts. If you like what you heard, please share it with a friend. And we'd love it if you could give us a 5-star rating on your platform of choice. We'll see you next week. And remember, always share the music.